Saxter took the dagger from Oak Tom and stowed it in his wide habit sleeve. Then he turned to the mouse babe.
You saw what happened? I leave it to you. Does he deserve to die? Or would you let him live?
There was a moment's silence. Every Redwaller looked on anxiously as the mouse babe trundled over to the wall steps and took Blaggart's paw in his.
Mr. Blackguts is good, not a killer. He makes boats.
Firtil joined him, latching herself onto the sea rat's other paw trustingly.
That be right, he'm a gentle beast. I likes him.
Saxter spread his paws wide.
There you have it, friends. From the mouths of Dibbons. A little un can sometimes see things in others that us older ones cannot because our judgment gets clouded.
Simeon retrieved the dagger from Saxter and gave it back to Oak Tom.
Well, do you still wish to slay him, Tom?
The big squirrel sheathed his blade.
No, I acted in haste out of my grief for Melus. This blackguard is no killer. If he was, he'd still be running. But he returned after he slew the guilty one. I can see that he is still confused about it, aren't you, blackguard?
The sea rat sat down on the steps, ruffling the Dibbons' heads absent-mindedly.
We lied when we told you we was travellers. We was sea rats. Always have been. Though I never heard tell of a sea rat who killed his captain. I did. But I was drove to it. Captain Slip was a bad un. He'd have killed more if he lived.
Oak Tom sat on the steps next to him.
You did right, Blaggart. It was only justice long overdue. Good will always defeat evil. And there is good in you.
Tarquin L. Woodsorrel had been waiting to speak up.
You'll excuse me asking, old chap, but what do you do now? I mean, where you go?
Firtil looked pleadingly at the abbess.
Oh, same can stay here, sir. I'll mind him.
Blaggart smiled for the first time since the previous night.
Bless your heart, little matey. But you'll have enough to do minding yourself and growing up pretty. I'd like to stay at your abbey, but I don't think I can after what happened. One thing's sure, I ain't a sea rat no more. There's a snug cove by the sea, close to where I come ashore. It was an handsome place, as I recalls. Fresh water, victuals are growing out of the floor, and the sea close by. That's where old Blaggart's bound for. I could live there.
Saxter respected the sea rat's decision, though he felt bound to inquire.
What will you do there?